chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Hello, everybody. This is... Oh, wait, no, wait. Okay, getting back to the hang of this.
This is Charlie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is Mia, and this is...
Megan, hi.
We're subbing for songs from the Squid Pod?
Squid, yes.
And I'll shove the mic over for the last person.
Hi, this is Abby.
That's Charlie's sister.
Our special guest all the way from the West Coast.
Nice. Yeah, so we're just subbing today for the show that Charlie said. And yeah, I mean, we don't really have anything crazy planned for the show today, but there's
just some of our favorite songs at the moment, right?
That's true. That is very true. Like, the first song that we just listened to was Ventura Highway by America. And now we are listening to She's a Woman by Jeff Beck. Anything y'all want to talk about? For now, we have a couple minutes.
I think we should talk about the levels and how I just fixed them.
Yeah, you did just fix them. Thank you, Charlie.
Do we want to give a preview of any of the songs we might listen to?
I mean,
or keep them a surprise.
They're really all over the place.
It's really chaotic.
Yeah.
Really chaotic.
But I mean, we can kind of mention what's coming up, right?
just be aware that none of them are very cohesive, but they're all very good in their own
special
way. It's
just a jumble of
We just picked out the songs.
Yeah, we did. This was kind of a last minute, sub show, but there's everything from The Garden to Train on here to...
Train. Yeah, I saw Train the other day.
Yeah. Well, Abby and Charlie saw Train the other day.
Quite a show.
Really?
Amazing performers. Really commanded the tent. we saw them in a tent.
Right. Doesn't the stage rotate, too?
It does. Yes, it does.
How does a tent rotate?
Great performance by his 11-year-old son. Rocks really go in places.
Great performances by every single other person in the audience as well.
Yes.
Really?
I would say equally as talented, probably, if not more than the band.
Wow. That's the crowd.
You didn't hear this from me, but there was he totally uses auto tune.
Seriously?
Train
uses auto tune?
I feel like he does, because he was handing the microphone to people and they were sounding way better than they had any right to be.
Dang.
That's really disappointing, actually.
I didn't know the tent had that capabilities, that they were, like, that high tech.
They had a teleprompter
lyrics,
for him, too.
What?
He didn't know any of his own lyrics.
He totally did.
He wasn't looking at it. Yeah, he wasn't looking at it the whole time.
How old is he?
He's old.
After a while, I would forget my own lyrics.
They've been doing it for 30 years.
Oh. Yeah, they had a couple bits about them being old.
Yeah.
Wait, but let's see how old he is exactly. He is born in 19... No, wait, hold on.
1943.
His name is Pat.
43.
Monahan.
What?
He's 54.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No, he's 54. Impossible. At least 1969, unless 1970.
Summer of 69.
Oh, wait, that's a good song, too.
That is a pretty good song. He was born in 1969. Yep.
All right.
The year of the moon landing.
All right,
that
guys.
Never happened.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Okay.
That's for the next vocal break.
Get into that next vocal break. So, yeah, we hope you guys enjoy the rest of the music. Until then.
Now and I kept my faith for long enough. constant affirmations while I scrounge for understanding and follow. I'll let you in and I'll let you tie the ribbon to my hair just so that we could come back to this if we really cared. The morning gates stay open if you had a thought that I'd be there. Oh, I'd be there.
Still adjusting. We went from strangers to lovers, from lovers to haters to nothing. It feels like we rushed in. I still suppress flashbacks of you and I fucking. Story's crazy. I keep on flipping through pages. I'm breaking my heart to your playlist. We're skipping through phases. Too quick for my brain. It's emotionally dangerous. Guess we'll never know how it came to this. One day
all that glitters isn't gold. Go with me, you have a hold. Wait until we had to fold. Now the weight of us is taking toll on me. I need to know, how can you go all over me? So all alone, you're digging me the deepest hole. No, I'm still adjusting. We went from strangers to lovers, from lovers to haters to nothing. It feels like we rushed in. Still suppress flashbacks of you and I fucking. Stupid is and stupid does. Guess we've all been stupid once. Had to focus more on me. Choosing you ain't choosing peace. I go six below, I'm digging deep. Gaining more belows than sleep. Picture perfect, just a dream. But I'm fed up of counting sheep, I go
back and forth, pack up, go back to the source. Sad with the happy divorce, you don't see me anymore. I'm talking literally, I feel invisible now. I feel invincible now, I feel invincible. Maybe I'm kidding myself, you told me work on myself. No point in killing myself, usually good on my own. Wonder how you would've felt, but I'm still healing myself. Sometimes I pick up the phone, but put down the pics on the shelf. Cause I'm still a
ghost. From strangers to lovers, from lovers to haters to nothing. It feels like we rushed in. I still suppress flashbacks of you and I fucking. Story's crazy, I keep on flipping through pages. Too quick for my brain, it's emotionally dangerous. We went from loving to no discussion. Got what you needed, you know I'm plugged in. My energy sucked up, I'm playing it down. But I'm tucking this loving, cause I'm still adjusting. Feels like we rushed in. Quick for my brain is emotionally dangerous.
Looked in the mirror, so many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlight. I heard no echo. There was distortion everywhere. I felt my ego. I felt rebuttal standing there. Found my transcendence. It played.
I'm a shining light in your eyes. swept away, valleys gone wild, connect us to love and keep us peaceful for a while. I'm a shining light in your eye, you're probably shining back.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Alright, we are back to our...
Yeah, I skipped through the first half of the song.
Why did you skip through the first half of the song?
Because we don't need to hear it. We need to hear the more interesting half.
Okay, valid.
I think we should turn it down a smidge, though. Just a smidge. Because we have some reading material at
Deeply. Oh, yes, we do.
From... All the way from... Coxie, KOXY, Occidental College's radio station. Our guest today, my wonderful sister, Abby.
Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. No, it's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last
Guys,
year
that
alone.
That wasn't a number. That was words. That was 150,000 like spelled out.
Oh my god. What is this written in Klingon? Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at the WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Abby.
She did great. Everyone, let's give her a round of applause.
Beautifully said. Beautifully spoken.
Applause in the studio.
So eloquent.
I need to get an applause sign for in here. That'd be fun.
That would be great.
Or just have one in general. It'd be a good decoration for our house.
Yes. Anytime, I was thinking for our house, anytime one of us is in the bathroom, it's going to be too complicated, but anytime we turn on a switch, there's like an on-air sign outside of the bathroom. So, you know.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, for context.
That'd be really cool, though.
Yeah.
Me, Mia, and Charlie live together.
Yes, we do. With two other people who are not here today, but we are currently living together.
And etc. Because there's lots of people.
Yeah, there's like plus ones. There's a bunch of plus ones everywhere.
Yeah, lately.
Lately, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I mean, yeah.
This is true information.
Anyways, yeah. I mean, I'm excited for everything to be in its place.
We do need more wall decorations, though.
We do, we do. We need a big, big one for behind the couch. Also, do you want to keep talking, or do you just want to listen to Train?
I don't know. Train?
Abby says Train. All right, we got like 40 seconds until we got to move on.
To Train?
To Train. You just skipped through like half a song of 8 minutes. So technically, I could go back 4 more minutes.
Yeah. Don't go back. Let's listen to Train.
Yeah, let's just listen to Train.
I don't know.
That's kind of dangerous. Say shirts.
Who threw poop at their audience? Train did not throw poop at their audience.
This was our second time seeing Train, actually. And he did spin in circles.
This was my first Train concert where I remained awake for the
entirety.
The people in front of us didn't remain awake. Oh.
Fall asleep at a concert.
All right. The people in front of us were midlife crisis. Mia, go back about just like a minute so I can tell this story.
I got you. A minute and a half. There we go.
All right.
Serving Lana Del Rey vinyl.
And was about 65. Which is ambitious at that stage in your life.
Wait, what do you mean? Like she was.
She was like coquettified.
Yeah, oh, it was awesome. It was a full blown midlife crisis couple.
Pink bow in the hair.
Yeah.
That's
and
sad.
He was.
Yeah.
They were happy together. I was happy for them.
I am confused. I don't know what's happening in this conversation.
Well, and the text on his phone was huge. So I got to know that they had been together 2 months, and for their 2 month anniversary, he took her to the Train concert, and they left halfway through. That.
Why would they leave?
Maybe
much?
To like go do there something. I don't know.
Yeah. Midlife crisis.
I just couldn't wait.
All right, that was it.
That was it. Okay, well.
I don't really understand what happened still, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm still trying to, like, process what I just listened to.
It was just a funny character.
Yeah.
There were other characters around us, too.
That's great. Well, anyways, we just listened to a Blur song, Solomon, Claire, The Garden, and up next is Train, Mustard Service, Mikey, and Living Color. So, see you guys, or talk to you guys at the next vocal break.
Bye.
She doesn't own a dress. Her hair is always a mess. If a catch her stealing, she won't confess. She's beautiful. Smokes a pack a day. You can wait, that's me. But anyway, she doesn't care a thing about that. Hey, she thinks I'm beautiful. Meet Virginia. She never compromises, loves babies and surprises, wears high heels when she exercises. Ain't that beautiful? Meet Virginia. Mama works on carburetors. My brother is a fine mediator for the president. Well, here she is again on the phone, just like me. Hates to be alone. We just like to sit at home and rip on the president. We'll meet Virginia. About her life, pulls her hair back as she
Virginia. I can't wait to meet Virginia. Yeah, yeah, hey, hey, hey. Second part, oh well.
during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. We're back.
Hey.
To our little talk break. Oh, wait. He's loud. Fugazi's loud. Anyways. I proposed that we should go back and talk about the moon landing situation. I don't know if you would like to participate, Abby.
Abby, this is your doing, so.
That was kind of just like a one-off joke. Like, okay. That's like what I was saying before earlier. Like, I literally just say things and don't, like, take them too serious. Because I really don't do a good job changing my vocal tone.
Valid.
So. Your vocal tone, like, you just, like, say things monotone?
Yeah, but everything's kind of just, like, light and, you know, it's just, like, that's how it is. Moon landing.
Do you ever think that could, like, lead to, like, some controversy? You know, like, saying, like, the moon landing's not real, like,
and then it's like,
time.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'll come on the record. I believe in the moon landing. I think people went to the moon. Yeah, I really just said that. I'm shrugging.
You're actually raising the roof. That was raising the roof with the hands.
That was so stupid. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. But yeah.
That's it.
I'm glad we cleared that up for our 18 listeners right now.
We've probably dropped a couple.
Oh, man.
20 listeners!
What? Wow, 20,
we went up. Well, no, we just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Very fun to put music for everybody.
I have a dad joke for you guys.
Please.
What did the Buddhist say to the hot dog vendor?
What?
Make me one with everything.
Get it. Dude, I really don't get
Buddhist?
It.
The Buddhist?
That's
make me
one
with everything.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I have another one.
Yeah.
What president is the least guilty?
Of what?
Just guilty.
Abe Lincoln, because he was innocent. I know that one.
Lincoln, because he's innocent.
Oh, Charlie just said it.
Charlie, you know
that
what?
That was really good, Charlie.
Charlie, this is not
fair. I intercepted that one.
Okay, one more.
Okay, one more. We only have time for one more.
What did Mary have for dinner?
A little lamb.
Oh my gosh. You stop spoiling.
I didn't know these.
Sorry, we're too good at
jokes. I've never heard that one before.
Well, anyways.
But you knew it was a little lamb?
Well, Mary had a little lamb.
You're brilliant, Abby.
That was actually our last talk break. We've moved on to our next song.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
We'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you all for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Bye.
I like looking at your eyes, playing piano and staring out your window in the middle of the night from your house on the hill. I was hoping that you would forget me, but I know you will, so don't go around saying there's no such thing as love. Don't forget that I am the cynical one. Wine and roses are fine, but I like the harder stuff. Too much was never enough. So don't go around saying there's no such thing as love. You can't go trading me places. Don't forget that I am the cynical one. Don't forget that I am the cynical one. Don't forget that I am the cynical one. Don't forget that
same shit, no way. You ain't from my planet, we don't speak the same language. This is an occasion, ain't it? I'm feeling good and hating. Shit, I don't recognize these faces. Yeah, where you from, who you came with? Started in the basement, made it way above the top. Now I'm in a spaceship, and it's spacious. Shit, it's spacious, where your life is basic. All you do is sit around the house, you getting faded. That ain't entertainment, yeah. You missing every single shot that you ain't taking. Hey kid, you could use a little bit of your imagination. It could do you right, improve a life you busy wasting. Said it's your money if you make it, otherwise it's just a conversation. Okay, why you always hating? Lacing up my sneakers, I'll be running out of patience. Yeah, it ain't your money till you make it. Otherwise, it's just a conversation. We ain't on the same shit, no way. You ain't from my planet, we don't speak the same language. This is an occasion, ain't it? I'm feeling good and hating. Shit, I don't recognize these faces. Yeah, where you from, who you came with? Started in the basement, made it way above the top. Now I'm in the spaceship, and the spaceship, shit spaceship. Everybody famous, everybody wild, everybody dangerous. Get a couple dollars, now they act strangers. Now they wanna give a couple statements. When you really bout it, you don't say shit. Pocket full of aces, take over my city, yeah, that's really home invasions. All my homies with me getting busy, no vacations. They ain't on my way, but they waving. Stop it, boy, you running through your savings. Yeah, I just feel amazing. My head up in the clouds, but my feet be on the pavement. Yeah, it ain't your money till you make it. Otherwise, it's just a conversation. We ain't on the same shit, no way. You ain't from my planet, we don't speak the same language. This is an occasion, ain't it? I'm feeling good and hating. Shit, I don't recognize these faces. Yeah, where you from, who you came with? Started in the basement, made it way above the top. Now I'm in the spaceship, and the spaceship.
Alright, well, we actually all lied to you, and we do have another talk break now. So,
yes.
Hi everybody.
Mia, what should we talk about?
Well, we were just having a really interesting conversation about wings, and...
Oh, yes.
Please, elaborate, Charlie.
I'll give the hypothetical to the audience. So, how much of your height would you give up for wings? Like, Evil Wizard comes up to you, and what's the maximum height you do in this deal with the devil to get wings? My answer's essentially all my height. I would be willing to be a tiny little gremlin like maybe an inch tall, like a fleck of dust if I could have wings, because it would be so cool to fly.
Yeah, I mean,
but then you'd like not like essentially be non-existent if you were a speck of dust. Like the wing, how big are the wings? The size of like you? Are they like
exactly like will they match your body proportions or
are yeah, but like, I can fly fast no matter
you
what.
You would literally just be an ant at that point with like awareness, self-awareness.
How long would
you lifespan be? Brings up a good
normal
point.
I'd be just a normal person.
You would not be a person and you would not be normal.
If you're an inch tall, Charlie, and you have wings and
yeah,
you have fairiness,
but
I don't
second,
know if that's
the
normal.
Second's debatable. I don't. Am I normal?
Do you want to be normal?
No,
clearly not.
No one should.
If you want to be.
Also, I don't think that this wizard is evil if he's granting us this sick deal in your eyes. And you phrased him as an evil wizard.
Well, I'm thinking it kind of like as a monkey's paw kind of deal. You got to give up something super important,
yeah.
Your height, to get something super important, your wings.
But are the wings important?
Incredibly.
Is the height important?
I'm stuck in the
very. Not so much.
That's the debate, really.
But let's, how would you go about your daily life, man? Exactly.
I wouldn't. It'd be the same. Like, I could, instead of reaching up to go get something, I'd just fly.
How would you cook a pot of rice?
How would you make your pasta?
I would only need one rice in the situation.
How economic?
Yeah, how economic?
How would you?
That's kind of true, honestly.
How are you
going
to lift the 50 pounds of blueberries?
Oh,
I dropped 50 pounds of blueberries on myself the other day, and I have a huge bruise on my chest.
Yeah, see, you would not be able to do that if you were an inch tall.
I wouldn't have to work at Trader Joe's.
What would you do for a living?
Probably be a freak in a freak show.
Honestly,
that's
true.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
cool.
Do you have
voice box? Oh, I can talk in this situation.
But it'd be really small.
But this isn't supposed to be questions for me. This is supposed to be questions for you guys. I'm asking you this hypothetical.
I wouldn't give up my height. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think your perspective is the most interesting because I would be willing to be like 4 foot something. Like, I would still want to be, like...
I'd be willing to be an inch shorter.
1 inch, Mia?
I like my height.
Mia, you're pretty tall, too. Like, I feel like you should be willing to give up a little more than an inch.
I think they have, like, right now is an interesting perspective on how they take the question.
Yeah.
Like...
I think so.
If you're not working with much, it's like, what's a couple feet more?
There's so many
I'd
factors.
Like everyone to know I'm not short.
Yeah,
okay,
I know.
Charlie.
I feel
Charlie
like Abby just
short.
Implied that I'm short.
Well, I think that's my take on it, because I'm not tall. So, like, I don't know. Like, if I was, like, 1 or 2 feet tall and I had wings, sounds good.
Well, anyways, this concludes our segment for tonight. And this is Mia and...
Megan.
And...
Abby.
And...
Charlie.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks again for listening. Again, this was a little sub-show for...
Songs from the Squid Pod.
So, yeah, I mean, Charlie has his show on Tuesdays.
True, 10 p.m. Center the Skill to Catch a Vibe.
Yeah, so tune in for Charlie and see you guys.
Oh, and listen to K-Oxy, Abby, too. I don't know when her show is, but I'll probably announce it on my show.
Yep, well, bye, guys.
Bye.
Until I met you, now you make me cool. But sometimes I still do something embarrassing. Friend, I'll be alright. In the